I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Warning and admonition, promise, all are for us, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that the day comes upon you unawares. Watch ye and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Watch against the stealthy approach of the enemy. Watch against old habits and natural inclinations, lest they assert themselves, force them back, and watch. Watch the thoughts, watch the plans, lest they become self-centered. Watch over the souls whom Christ has purchased with his own blood. Watch for opportunities to do them good. Watch, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. Now, brothers and sisters, could the curtain be rolled back, we would see that we're in the time period when the Lord intends to gather a second time Seventh-day Adventists. He gathered them together in 1844 and began, for only the second time in history, he began a denominated people. He raised up a people that he would use to bring all other peoples of the world to himself. But after that time, as people came in and brought false doctrine and confusion and destroyed the truths that William Miller brought, the floor, Jehovah's floor, which he promises to purge with his fan, the man with the dirt brush is going to clean this floor. After this time, this rubbish has built up, but at the end of the world, he calls to us and says, could the curtain be rolled back and we could see what's about to happen, that we would gather together. And this is what we talked about last time a little bit, that the call from Zephaniah is that we gather together before the decree, before the overflowing scourge passed through the earth. And the promise is at the end of the world, that in order to get us together, that the Lord in the Valley of Achor, in a troublous time, he is going to woo us to come back to him. Now, if you looked at those terms, what he is promising to do is to marry us. And brothers and sisters, Sister White says the parable of the 10 virgins is the illustration of the Advent experience. And the parable of the 10 virgins was fulfilled in the 1843-1844 time period to the very letter. Yet Sister White says it will be fulfilled again to the very letter. We are called to the marriage. The Lord is willing.